the debate over illegal immigration has long been fueled by the argument that people are here illegally and they're taking jobs from American citizens. But with the economic recession, it turns out even illegal immigrants are having trouble finding work. According to new data, the number of illegal immigrants has dropped by nearly a million since 2008. That is clearly the largest drop since we've been keeping records. We're joined now by Mark Rosenblum. He's a senior policy analyst at the Migration Policy Institute. Also with us, Victor Manuel Ramos, an immigration reporter for the Orlando Sentinel. Florida is actually one of the states that has the largest decline in illegal immigrants. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Mark, how much can we trust these numbers? I mean, illegal immigration it's difficult to count illegal immigrants in the first place. So how do we know it's really on the decline?
Well, I think we want to be a little careful about putting an exact point estimate on how much it's fallen. The DHS report that I think you're...
That's Department of Homeland Security.
Yes. That you're commenting on has the drop going from 11.6 million in 2008 to 10.8 million in 2009, so about 800,000. The Pew Hispanic Center, which is the other, you know, real good reliable source on this, puts the 2008 number a little bit higher, and our analysis of their methodology has the 2009 number at 11.3 million. So there's clearly, you know, the number clearly appears to be a bit lower, but you know, I would.
We know it's dropped by a significant amount.
Yes.
So, Victor, your state, Florida, has seen one of the largest declines. You're in the Orlando area. Have you noticed a decrease in the immigrant population there?
Yeah, I think, well, the numbers just confirm that trend. We have started noticing some decline as early as 2007 because we had a significant immigrant population that had been growing, had become very visible. And confident about its chances of staying here. And in 2007, with the slowdown in construction, which to a large extent started here in Florida and a couple other states, many of them found themselves without jobs and considering their options.
Well, that's exactly what Ana Luisa Trevino says. She's a community organizer with the Farm Worker Association of Florida. Here's what she has to say.
They cannot find a job. They don't have money to pay the rent. They don't have money to put food on the table. So it's very difficult for the community.
So, Mark, is it because of the recession? Have we spoken with illegal immigrants who say that they're having trouble affording to pay for rent and food and that they can't find work?
I think the recession is definitely the primary factor driving these numbers. The other thing to keep in mind is that there's two different things going on. One is that there's definitely fewer unauthorized immigrants coming to the United States. So we see, you know, you can look at the Mexican data and see that traditional seasonal patterns and when people come and how many people come show that fewer people are initiating new unauthorized immigration to the U.S. There's a second question about whether existing unauthorized immigrants are going home, and there's much less evidence to show that. I mean, you've always had a bit of seasonal back and forth, and what the data seem to show is that there's a lot fewer people coming, but about the same number of people going home.
Victor, I wanted you to listen to this other comment that Ana Luisa Trevino had to say.
You go to the business, you go to the malls, and, you know, you see all these stores closing. There are areas that the houses or trailer parks are empty, like ghost towns.
So this is often something many people don't think about, but illegal immigrants are a driving force in some local economies. And what's more, they send home generally a lot of money to their native countries. Is this causing a problem in Florida?
Yeah, I think it adds to the situation of, you know, neighborhoods where people are abandoning their homes and stores that are failing. And you can notice this more in areas that are close to agricultural towns, areas where you had construction workers moving in, where, you know, I've gone there to report on the trend and noticed that the plazas were empty, that, for example, went to a party supply store a couple of years back, and they had not sold any merchandise. You could see all the piñatas and party supplies just there in the store, and the clerk told me, well, I had sold $20 today, so I'm thinking of closing the store. So it has an effect, a ripple effect, in the surrounding communities, and particularly among businesses that are that cater to those immigrants and are often owned by immigrants who came before them.
So, Mark, this has to have an effect on the debate over illegal immigration in Washington, D.C. And I'm wondering, does this make the push to get, I guess, legal residency for some of these immigrants, does it make it a better case for it? Or is it going to be that because illegal immigration is supposedly dropping, does that mean they're not going to address the issue?
Right. Well, you know, you're still talking about a very large unauthorized population of about 11 million. So, there, you know, the problem remains in place. I think that there will be some advocates for an enforcement-only solution for not doing legalization who will cite these numbers as evidence that enforcement is working and we should, you know, continue to do enforcement and let the problem solve itself that way. But I think, you know, when you look at what we know about the numbers, and especially when you look at what we know about the family structure of unauthorized immigrants, you know, the majority of unauthorized immigrants are in families. They have children. They're married and with children in the U.S., and we really don't see any evidence that those unauthorized immigrants are going home. So I think that the pressure to do a legalization from, you know, from those communities and from the supporters of comprehensive reform will remain pretty intense.
You know, but if one of the causes of this drop in illegal immigration is the recession, that would argue the fact that once the economy bounces back, we'll see them go right back up to the numbers where they were before.
Right. I mean, unauthorized immigrants are sort of the first fired and the first hired. So, you know, I think that as the economy recovers, we'll expect that those numbers will begin to increase again, and the demand for coming up with real policy solutions that create legal avenues will be back.
Okay, Mark Mosenbloom is a senior policy analyst at the Migration Policy Institute, and Victor Manuel Ramos is an immigration reporter for the Orlando Sentinel. Coming up, the Westminster Dog Show starts in New York today. We're going to talk about the obsession with dogs. Is it healthy? Is it healthy for us? Is it healthy for the pooches themselves? That's later on this hour.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.